February 24, 1919 Man, the Masterpiece of the Creative Power. Louisa must give God homage for every act of man. As I was in my usual state, Blessed Jesus came and told me, My daughter, you have said nothing about the creation of man, the masterpiece of the creative power, in whom, not in sprays, but in waves, in rivers did the Eternal One pour His love, His beauty, His mastery. And taken by excess of love, He placed Himself as the center of man. But He wanted a residence worthy of Him. So, what does this uncreated majesty do? He creates man in His image and likeness. He draws a breath from the depth of His love, and infuses life in him with His omnipotent breath, endowing man with all His qualities, proportioned to a creature, making of him a little God. Therefore, everything you see in the creation was absolutely nothing compared to the creation of man. Oh, how many more beautiful heavens, stars and suns did He extend in the created soul! How much variety of beauty, how many harmonies! It is enough to say that He looked at the created man, and He found him so beautiful as to be enamored with him. Jealous of this portent of His, He Himself became the custodian and possessor of man, and said, I have created everything for you. I give you dominion over everything. All is yours, and you will be all mine. You will not be able to comprehend everything, the seas of love, the intimate and direct relations, the likeness that runs between creator and creature. Ah! Daughter of my heart, if the creature knew how beautiful her soul is, how many divine qualities it contains, how it surpasses all created things in beauty, in power, in light, to the extent that one can say that it is a little God, and contains a little world within itself, oh, how much more would she esteem herself, and would not smear with the slightest sin such a rare beauty, such a portentous prodigy of the creative power? But the creature, almost blind in knowing herself, and much more blind in knowing her creator, keeps dirtying herself among a thousand filthy things, to the point of disfiguring the work of the creator. So much so, that she can barely be recognized. You yourself, think of what our sorrow is. Therefore, come into my will, and come with me to substitute for our brothers before the throne of the Eternal One, for all the acts which they should do for having been created as a prodigy of love of His omnipotence. And yet, they are so ungrateful. In one instant we found ourselves before this supreme majesty, and in the name of all, we expressed our love, thanksgiving, adoration, for having created us with such an excess of love, and endowed us with so many beautiful qualities.